Brethren, I trust that everybody feels welcome after that welcome before the service. There's something that came to my mind as I listened to that. God says, my house, my home, shall be a house or a home for all nations.
Unkulunkulu uthi indlu yami kuyoba indlu yezizwe zonke.
I don't know whether we always realize what the implications are when God says my house should be a house for all nations.
Angazi ukuthi siyaqonda yini ukuthi kunamthelela muni lokho kuchazana uma uNkulunkulu ethi indlu yami.
It means that God must work in our midst in a depth that transcends all the differences of the different nations.
Kuchaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu kudinga asebenze kithina ngendlela ejulile ngendlela.
If I could say it like that, God shouldn't just work in an ordinary church way. If you want to break down the barriers between the different natures and the different cultures, it means that God must work in my life in such a way that all other nations can see God has gone deep with this person. He's left behind his cultural things, his national things. He's walking in a deeper way with God.
Kudinga ukuthi uNkulunkulu asebenze ngendlela ukuthi kubonakale babone nabaseceleni ukuthi uNkulunkulu useyisebenzile impilo yami ubukhiphile ubuzwe ukhiphile konke ngokwami.
And I believe that is one of the reasons why God could work here in revival.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi leso esinye seyizathu ezadala ukuthi uNkulunkulu akwazi ukusebenza kule mvuselelo.
Because God allowed a man, erected a man that allowed God to work so deep in his life that all the other cultures and nations could see it was God and God only in his life and nothing else.
Ingoba uNkulunkulu wakhetha umuntu. Umuntu owavuma ukuthi amsebenze ngokuphelele, akhiphe konke obokuzwe kuye, nabaseceleni babone ukuthi uNkulunkulu osebenzile futhi uyena yedwa.
And friends, it will not happen if we just serve God in a superficial way.
Sihlobo lokho ngeke sikuthole uma ngabe simkhonza nje uNkulunkulu ngendlela elula.
It is the true gospel that must be at work in your and my life. For God to bring all the nations together.
Ivangeli langempela kudinga ukuthi lisebenze enhlizweni zethu ukuze uNkulunkulu akwazi ukuthi ahlanganise izizwe zonke.
And the devil will try and take the focus of God and make people think of different, look at different things, look at cultures and nationalities. And take the eyes of God.
Futhi uSathane uyozama njalo ukuthi aqhelukise amehlo abantu kuNkulunkulu ukuze babheke zonke lezi zinto eziseceleni, ukuhlukana kwamasiko, ukuhlukana kobuzwe, konke lokho kubasuse kutheni babheke kuyena uNkulunkulu.
Do we realize that it's a sign of revival that we can greet so many different cultures and people here in the meeting this morning?
Siyaqonda yini ukuthi lokho kokuthi sikwazi ukuthi sibingelele abantu abahlukene ngokwezilimi ezingaka namhlanje kuseni lokho ngokwakho kuyimvuselelo.
After so many years from 1966, it's still able, we're still able to do it.
Emva kweminyaka emningi kangaka kusukela emuva ngo 66 nanamhlanje kusenzeka.
We haven't through the years slowly each one withdrawn into his own group, his own nationality, his own culture.
Akukwenzeki ukuthi ngokuhamba kweminyaka kube ilona lo asuka ehlanganise yena nesizwe sakubo noma nabo hlobo lwakhe.
But everything, not 90%, not 99%, 100% must be on the altar and stay on the altar for that to happen.
Kodwa konke ngokuphelele 100% kudinga ukuthi kusale altar likaNkulunkulu ukuze kukwazi ukuthi kwenzeke lokho.
Otherwise we end up like the Israelites being out of Egypt but not yet into the promised land.
Makungenjalo siyofana nabakwaIsrayeli. Yebo baphumile eGibhithe kodwa bakangena ezweni lesithembiso.
Egypt is a symbol of the old life in sin.
IGibhithe uphawu lwempilo endala esonweni.
Friends, we cannot try. Don't even try to drag your old life in sin into God's kingdom. It will not work.
Sihlobo ngeke kwenzeke futhi ungakuzami nokukuzama ukuthi uhudule impilo yakho endala esonweni.
Canaan is a symbol of the new life in Christ where everything has become new. I'm not a slave of the devil. The devil cannot dictate to me and tell me and whisper in my ear and say, go and look at this quickly and go and do this.
Canaan uphawula impilo entsha kuNkulunkulu isidalwe sisha kuseyona impilo yobugqila. Lapho uSathane edlala ngami ngidonse ngisa le nale engihlebele uthi hamba ubheka lokhu noma hamba wenza lokhu ya.
But there's a danger that we can be in the desert. We have left Egypt, but we have not completely entered into Canaan.
Kodwa ingaba khona ingozi yokuthi yebo siphumile eGibhithe kodwa sisesehlani asikangeni ezweni lesithembiso iCanaan.
And it was at this stage of Israel's history where I would like to read from this morning. When God spoke to Joshua just before they were about to enter into Canaan, they were close to the borders of Canaan. They were just there, but they were not into Canaan yet. In Joshua 1 verse 7, but before we read that, let's just pray together. Lord, you know how weak and incompetent we are. How far we fall short of being able to explain the great mysteries of your gospel. Be merciful to us, Lord. And work in a deep way as you work during times of revival.
Joshua 1 from
verse
7.
Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you.
Qina kuphela uma isibindi kakhulu uqaphela ukwenza ngokumyalelo wonke akuyala ngawo uMose inceku yami.
Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go.
Ungaphambuki kuwo ngakwesokunene noma ngakwesokhohlo ukuba ube nempumelelo
This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Lincwadi yomthetho mayingasuka emlonyeni wakho kepho zindla ngayo imini nobusuku ukuba uqaphele ukwenza njengakho konke okulotshwe kuyo ngokuba lapho uyakuhlahlamelisa indlela yakho uphumelele kahle.
Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
Angikuyalile na, qina ume isibindi, ungesabi, ungabi naluvalo, ngokuba uJehova uNkulunkulu wakho unawe, nomaphi lapho uyakhona.
We'll just end reading there.
Siyocina ukufunda la.
To me it is a blessing to hear how God makes everything very simple.
Kimina kuyisibusiso indlela engibona ngayo uNkulunkulu enza izinto zibe lula.
In case Joshua might have feared so many things.
Uma bengenza mhlawumbe uthi Joshua kunezinto eziningi ebekade eyisaba.
God makes everything very simple. He says to him in this verse, and I like this translation, it says, only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that that Moses, my servant, commanded you.
Uthi kuyena uNkulunkulu lana, qina kuphela, ume isibindi, uqaphele ukwenza ngokwemiyalo nokomthetho wonke uMose kuyala ngayo.
So that's the first message. Only, Joshua, only be strong and very courageous.
Umbiko oqala amnika wona yiwo lona ukuthi qina kuphela, ume isibindi kakhulu.
And then the second message, do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left.
Umbiko wesibili ungaphambiki kuwo ngakwesokunene noma kwesokhohlo.
This is the mystery of the Church of Christ, whether it was in the Old Testament or whether it is in the New Testament. This is the nucleus of what we need to know.
Lokhu kuyimfihlakalo yebandla, noma ngabe uTestament inelidala noma elisha, imfihlakalo ilele la.
Only be strong and very courageous.
Ina kuphela umesibindi.
This has become amongst the Jews a very important slogan.
KubaJuda lokhu kwaba amazwi ajwayelekile kubona ukuthi bawasebenzise.
To such an extent that in many synagogues they repeat this, these words, at the end of every meeting.
Kangangokuthi kuma synagogue abo labehlangana khona bawaphinda njalo lamagama njalo uma beqeda ukuhlangana.
They say chasak. Chasak is be strong.
Basho lelo gama elithi chasak okuchaza ukuthi qina.
At the end of the synagogue meeting they say to each other, chasak, chasak, veneth chasek.
Njalo uma kuphela umhlangano wabo bakhuluma omunye komunye bethi chasak, chasak.
Because they know that when God works, he works against odds, against everything, all the powers, and he works in miracles. So we need to be strong, otherwise we'll be discouraged.
Usebenza amelane nakho konke nayo yonke imoya ngakho siyadinga ukuthi simisibindi njalo.
Friends, the Christian walk is riddled with impossibilities. It's full of impossibilities. impossibility after impossibility everywhere.
Sihlobo indlela yokukholwa kuyindlela egcwele ubulukhuni kube ngathi konke izinto ngeke ukwazi ukuthi ukwenze ukwazi ukuthi uphumelele.
Started with Abraham.
Waqala ngoAbraham.
When God promised Isaac.
Lapha emthembisi uIsaki.
To a man who was 100 years old.
Lesi sithembiso sifike endodeni endala eseneminyaka eyikhulu.
And a wife of 90.
Umkakhe uneminyaka engu-90.
Who didn't even have a desire for procreation. In their bodies, they didn't have the desire for procreation. Leave alone the fact that old people cannot have children anymore. Everything was just impossible. That's why Sarah laughed when God came and said, "You'll have a child a year from now." And she said in her heart, "Shall I have pleasure and my master is old at this age?" As if she was saying, "Lord, I can't even do what I'm supposed to do for this miracle to happen." My body is not able, even though I want to please you, Lord, I cannot do it. And then the Lord said, "Be strong and very courageous. Otherwise, you cannot walk the Christian life." I can't tell you, friends, what this verse meant for me when I read it. After all these things that and the examples in the Bible and all the teachings in God's Word, God sees, listen, the devil is busy making it complicated for this man and confusing him. That's one of the weapons of the devil. He makes things complicated. He makes it complicated to frighten us. He makes it complicated so that we will get confused and forget that we are supposed to leave the life in sin in Egypt and got to move into the promised land. Be careful for a gospel that is complicated and difficult to understand. The real gospel is so simple a child can understand it. God calls me out of sin. He sent His Son to die for my sins. I need to repent from my sin. Confess my sin. Ask for forgiveness. Repent. And live a holy life for God. So I was at a time when there were so many burdens that I was carrying and things I was thinking about. And it was like water in a desert when I read this verse where the Lord said to me, "Only, listen, only be strong and very courageous."
endaweni yasehlane lapho inkosi ikhuluma nami ngaleli verse ithi qina nje kuphela umisibini.
God is not afraid to say to you, listen, you've got to be very courageous, even though you feel weak, you've got to be very courageous.
uNkulunkulu akasabi ukuthi akutshele ukuthi noma ngabe ukusiphi isimo athi yima uqine isibindi.
And then he says, and do not deviate to the left or to the right.
Athi ungaphambuki kwesokunene noma kwesekhohlo.
This was the basic lessons that God gave to them. He says to him, do not go to the left or to the right. Dear friends, that means in the smallest way, you and I cannot go off God's road. We've got to stay on God's road. Completely.
Lokho kuchaza ukuthi izihlobo ngishona kancana sivunyela ukuthi siphambuke endleleni kaNkuluNkulu simele ukuthi sihlale kuyo ngokuphelele.
Don't listen to your emotions because your emotions can give you a way which seems like a godly way, but it's your emotions, your feelings that is busy speaking to you and it's not God anymore.
Ungalaleli imizwa yakho ngoba imizwa yakho ingakuvezela into kube ngathi okukaNkuluNkulu kodwa khona khuluma nje imizwa nokuthanda kwakho.
If you start listening to your emotions as a Christian and they become your idol, you are going to go to the left or to the right.
Uma njengomKristu njenganomzalwane ulalela imizwa yakho uvumela yona uyenza ukuthi ibe isithixo sakho.
I thought of this. And I thought, you know, most of the temptations, the Bible often speaks about the nations. The idols of the nations. The spirit of the nations. Even in every revelation. The sea is a symbol of the nations. And most of the temptations for the church today is things that you find amongst the nations.
Is lingo eziningi esikondene nebandla namhlanje kuyizinto ozithola phakathi kwabezizwe.
And because of the internet that you can have on your cell phone, you can contact the spirit of the nations and get this the attitude of the nations, even though you may be living in the bush somewhere far from a road where there's not proper transport, but you are in contact with the nations.
Ngenxa yeInternet wazi ukuyithola ngisho kwiselfone yakho noma umuntu ohlala le phansi ehlanzeni la kungekho khona ngisho imoto zokuhamba uyakwazi ukuthi uxhumane nemoya bezizwe ufunde izinto zabezizwe.
That was the danger of Israel.
Lokho kwakuyingozi ebhekene nabo Israel.
They were outside Canaan.
Babengaphandle kweKhanani.
They had been mixing with all these different nations.
Bexubana nezizwe eziningi ezahlukene.
And there was the danger that they would accept something from the nations and drag it into the church, into God's people.
Kwakunengozi yokuthi bangamukela izinto zabezizwe.
Friends, this is the curse of the Church of God in the 21st century in which we live. They drag the things of the nations into the church. The fashions of the nations. Fashions are not just any more fashions that we see in South Africa. Which we are exposed to the fashions of the world, the general trend of the world. And a person can be in the church, but in God's eyes, the purity of his faith has been defiled by the influence of the nations that's in him. He's dressing like the nations. There's a uniform that's developing amongst the nations. You see it whether the people are busy protesting in Gaza, whether it's in Turkey, whether it's in America, New York, whether it's in Joburg, whether it's in England, there is this, the fashions, the general trend of dressing of the nations. And friends, there are few things as poisonous to the Church of God as the spirit of the nations. Even the way we speak, look at our young people, the expressions we use, the way we speak, it's universal expressions that's used across the world. And some of those expressions are not so sinful in themselves. But you realize it's not just in the innocent things where the person is influenced. He's influenced also in sinful things. Let me just give you an example from the Bible. In the New Testament church, we read that there's a couple that came to Peter. They had sold a piece of land. And they decided to take a part of what of the money they got from the piece of land and giving it to the church. Their name was Ananias. Their names were Ananias and Sapphira. And Ananias and Sapphira decided to go to Peter. And give him a part of the land. Now let me just tell you how the human mind and the mind of the nations would look at this. They are not hurting anybody by selling their land. They are not hurting anybody by only giving a part to the church. That's what they speak about as a victimless crime. It's a crime, but you don't hurt anybody. That's why that the world says today, live an immoral life. As long as you love each other and both of you agree to sleep around, then it's not wrong to sleep around.
umanje nivumelana nina nobabili lokweni kwenzayo noma nenzana umanje nivumelana ningalimazi umuntu kulungile.
And there are forces that even saying if you would sleep with a child, if the child agrees about it, there's nothing wrong with it. We've given in South Africa a child of 12 years the right to say it's okay.
Kukhona futhi asebethi noma umuntu omdala uma uthanda ukuthi ulale nengane encane uma nje yona leyo ngane ivumile ayikho inkinga lokho ungakwenza ngoba phela vele la eSouth Africa umthetho siwaphuma ukuthi ingane neminyaka ye 12 inelungelo lokuthi inganquma noma
yini. If one man wants to sleep with another man as long as both of them love each other, there's nothing wrong with it.
Uma nabesilisa wesilisa ethanda ukulalana nowesilisa uma bevumelana bobabili kupho okurongo kuloko.
So Ananias and Sapphira didn't hurt anybody with what they were doing.
Manje nalabo Ananias no Sapphira abalimazanga umuntu ngalokho bebekwenza.
They were going to bless the church because the church was going to get money, half of the money. They were going to be quite unselfish, actually, because they were going to give part of their money. They could have kept everything for themselves. They didn't keep everything for themselves. They gave half away. And in a church that has gone off to the left or to the right from God's road, this would have been completely acceptable.
Ebandleni eselichezukile kuNkulunkulu la ngakwesokunene noma kwesokudla lokho kwenziwa yilaba bekuzoba into eyamukelekayo kubona.
There was just one small problem with what they did.
Kwakukhona nje inkinga encane kulokho abakwenzayo.
In the process they told a lie. And some people would say, you know, they didn't really tell a lie. They just put things in a different way from what it exactly happened. They said it's all their money. It was not really all their money, but hey, Peter, the church should be so happy at least they're getting money from these people.
And
then Peter made a big thing out of all the good that they are doing, out of the small mistake they were making. Does the good that they are doing not far outweigh the small little mistake of telling a small little lie? So Peter, why do you make an issue of the lie now? Peter, did you think of saying thank you for what they're giving to you? Why do you make such a big deal? But friends, it was not Peter who was doing it. Because we read that when Peter reprimanded Ananias about telling a lie, he fell, and Ananias fell down dead. That is not something Peter did. Peter couldn't make him fall down dead. No man can make a person, another person, fall down dead if you criticize him. It was God. It was the God of Joshua, of Abram, of Isaac, of Moses. The God, that same God that acted and showed them, this is what I think about a lie.
Waba unkulunkulu kuphela owenza lokho, unkulunkulu kaJoshua, unkulunkulu kaAbraham, unkulunkulu kaMose, uyena unkulunkulu owenza lokho ebakhombisa ukuthi mina unkulunkulu amanga ngwabuka ngalendlela.
Ananias, you didn't hurt any man.
Ananias wena awulimazanga muntu.
You helped everybody.
Usize bonke abantu.
But Ananias, you looked at man and you forgot me and you were hurting me because my law is we should not bear false witness.
Kodwa Anania ubulimaza mina ngalokho ubukwenza ngoba wami umthetho uthi akumele sifakaze amanga.
After David sinned with Bathsheba,
emva kokuthi uDavid onile noBathsheba,
he slept with her.
Elale naye.
And after that he took her husband.
Emva kwalokho wayesethatha umyeni wakhe.
And he killed her husband.
Wambulala.
Because he was afraid they would realize the child Bathsheba's pregnancy was from him.
Ngoba wayesaba uDavid ukuthi kuzovela ukuthi uBathsheba wayekhulelwe ingane yakhe.
David went out and then the prophet Nathan came to him. And told him and said to him, David, you did not sin against Bathsheba or Uriah, you sinned against God. Go and read Psalm 51. David wrote Psalm 51. David doesn't say, oh, I did a terrible thing to Uriah. I sinned with his wife. I did a terrible thing. I killed Uriah. David writes and he says, against you, O God, alone have I sinned. Dear friends, if you and I sin in the first place, we sin against God and not against people. Even if nobody gets hurt in the process, in your eyes, you've hurt God, God punishes that with death, and if he doesn't make you fall down dead now, he'll give you eternal death unless you repent from that.
Noma wona ngokokwakho ubona ukuthi awulimazanga muntu ngokwesono sakho kodwa leso sono leso silimaza uNkulunkulu wona kuyena futhi uNkulunkulu yena okwahlulela ngokuthi akuyise phansi ufe uma ungawanga manje
That's why God said, be strong, Joshua. Be very courageous. Do not turn from my road, from it, to the right or to the left. Be careful of your curiosity. Curiosity in itself is not a sin. Curiosity has made people discover gold under the earth and all kinds of precious things.
But
curiosity on the internet net can make you turn off to the left or to the right from God's way. It can be so subtle. And actually, the spirit of the nations is so strong in our churches. If a person does something not with his emotions, then he has sinned, they say.
Uma umuntu enza into
If you got married and you were not led by your emotions but by the will of God, no, that is a sin. That is now wrong. That's bad.
Uma ungena emshadweni ungaholwanga imizwa yakho kodwa uholwa umoya kaNkuluNkulu bathi kabezizwe kuyisono lokho kubi.
If you decide what job you're going to do and you decide out of your own will, no, well, but you don't do it and you listen to God, no, then you've done the wrong thing.
Kokabezizwe uma wena kunomsebenzi ozwayo ngaphakathi othanda ukuthi wona umsebenzi ufuna ukwenza kodwa ugcina ungawenzanga ngenxa yokuthi ufuna ukwenza intando kaNkuluNkulu ngokwabezizwe bathi kubi lokho wonile.
That's why it is so important, the second part of that verse where David, where Joshua say to where God says to Joshua, do not turn off to the left or to the right.
Ingakho ibaluleke kakhulu lengxenye yaleli verse lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma noJoshua ethi ungaphambuki kuwo ngakwesokunene noma ngakwesokhohlo.
What happens if the church allows the world to influence it?
Kwenzakalani uma ngabe ibandla livumela izwe ukuba lilifake umoya?
God said to Israel, I'll spread you, I'll throw you out into the nations, out of the promised land.
uNkulunkulu wathi kubo kweIsrayeli, ngiyakunhlakaza phakathi kwabezizwe, nginikhiphe ezweni lesithembile.
God says, I'll scatter you amongst the nations.
Uthi ngiyakunhlakaza nibe abahlakazekile phakathi kwabezizwe.
Is that not the case with the church of God? They've been scattered amongst the nations. They've been absorbed by the nations and all the cultures of the world. God says, I will make you nothing amongst the nations. Dear friends, in many areas the church has become nothing amongst the nations. It belongs to the nations, it's worthless, it has no voice, it cannot say. And God says in Isaiah to Israel, Israel is swallowed up. They've become a useless vessel.
uNkulunkulu kuyisaya uthi uIsrayeli usegwinywe abezizwe akaselutho.
Now do you see the two opposites here?
Uyabona lezi ngxenye ezimbili la.
The one is where God's church is where it is or what it is supposed to be.
Olunye uhlangothi ilapho ibandla likaNkulunkulu lilapho la kumele libe khona.
Where God works deep. And where God's house become a house for all nations. And where the glory of God is shown to all the different nations. Like when Christ was born, it said glory to God and joy on earth. That's the one church. That's the true church. Where God does not allow lies. Where God doesn't tolerate small sins. Because he doesn't really harm anybody. He doesn't do anything bad to anybody. Where I don't allow those sins. That's the one church that is a place for all nations. The other opposite is where God scatters the church amongst the nations. So they're all over, that they've become part of the nations. They're not different. They're just all the same. Listen to this. When the Amalekite king called his Sangoma to come and curse Israel.
lapho inkosi yamaMaleki ibiza isangoma sakhe ukuba siqalekise uIsrayeli.
In the story of Balaam and Balak,
kuleyo ndaba kaBalaam noBalak,
he called Balaam to curse Israel.
Wambiza uBalaam ukuba azoqalekisa uIsrayeli.
And instead of cursing Israel, he took him up a high mountain where he looked down on Israel.
Esikhundleni sokuthi amqalekise kodwa wamthatha wamkhuphulela entabeni ephezulu lapho ayibukela phansi uIsrayeli.
Instead of cursing Israel,
esikhundleni sokuthi amqalekise,
this is what he said in Numbers 23 verse 9.
Ilokho akusho encwadini kaNumeri 23 verse 9.
Oh, just listen to this. It blesses me.
Sikulalelisise nje kahle lokhu kuyangusisa.
For from the top of the rocks I see him. He's referring to Israel.
Uthi phezulu ngisemadwaleni ngiyambona ukhuluma ngoIsrael.
From the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold Israel.
Uthi ngisentabeni ngiyambona uIsrael.
The people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations.
Abantu bayohlala bodwa abangayikubalwa phakathi kwezizwe.
You cannot count Israel with the nations.
Ngeke ubale uIsrael umbale kanye nabezizwe.
You cannot count the church with the nations.
Ngeke ulibale ibandla ulibale ulihlanganisa nabezizwe.
Which should stay separate.
Kumele uthi lihlale lihlukile.
Not being influenced by the spirit of the nations.
Lingangenwa umoya wabezizwe.
So this is God's goal.
Lokhu kumgomo nenhloso kaNkulunkulu.
He wants us to bring God's glory to the nations.
Uthanda ukuba silethe udumo kwabezizwe.
He wants his house to be a house of prayer to all nations.
Uthanda ukuba indlu yakhe kube indlu yomkhuleko kuzona zonke izizwe.
And God wants to glorify his name amongst all pieces of peoples, and his church should be the thing that bring them together.
uNkulunkulu uthanda ukuba adumise igama lakhe phakathi kwezizwe zonke. Ibandla bekuyilona belifanele ukuthi libahlanganise libaqoqe ndawonye.
Listen to this, friends. If the devil is going to threaten you,
silale lokhu uma ngabe uSathane zama ukuthi akusabise.
To stand, take a stand for God and to believe in God.
Ekusabise kutheni ukwazi ukuthi ume ummele uNkulunkulu futhi ukhole kuyena.
There are few times where you can so often see everything that can go wrong in God's work as when the devil is trying to show them to you.
Siling isikhathi lapho ungabona izinto ongazi ukuthi zohamba kanzima emsebenzini kaNkulunkulu. Lapho uSathane zama ukuthi akukhombise lo.
You are on God's road.
Uma wena usendleleni kaNkulunkulu.
And you following God.
Umlandela uNkulunkulu.
The devil will show to you everything that can go wrong.
uSathane uzozama ukukuvezela akukhombise zonke izinto okungenzeka ukuthi singahambi ngendlela.
I think in the case of Joshua. He must have thought, well, how do I know the children of Israel will not be afraid again of the Canaanites when they have to cross the border? Just think of everything that can go wrong. They've already done it in the past. They've already turned back from the border of
Canaan.
They've already said, no, the giants, they are giants. Rather go back, we can't fight them. I'm sure as Joshua stood there, the devil said to him, you know what, Joshua, it's going to happen again.
Nesiqinisekiso ukuthi uSathane wakusho kuJoshua ethi Joshua lokho kwenzeka ngaphambili kuzowenzeka namanje.
And it is at that time when God spoke to Joshua.
Kwaba ngaleso sikhathi lapho uNkulunkulu ayekhuluma lamazwi kuJoshua.
Forget about everything that can go wrong.
Khohlwa konke okungenzeka ukuthi ungahambi kahle.
Only be strong and very courageous.
Kuphela nje qina uma isibindi kakhulu.
Do not turn from my way to the left or to the right.
Ungaphambuke endleleni yami ngakwesokunene noma kwesokhohlo.
God honors that courage.
UNkulunkulu uyamhlonipha lo muntu.
And I'm going to close with an example from the history of Germany.
Ngizophetha ngesibonelo ngisiqaphuna emlandweni waseJalimani.
The King of Prussia, Frederick the Great, was widely known as an agnostic.
Inkosi yaseprussia kwaku Frederick omkhulu.
He was known as an agnostic. An agnostic is someone that believes there is a God, but you cannot personally get to know him.
Wawumuntu wayenenkolo leyo ekholwa ukuthi ukhona uNkulunkulu, kodwa ngeke ukwazi ukuthi ube nobudlelwane bokuthi umazi.
Yeah, I believe the world has been created by a God, but I cannot really get to know that God.
Inkolo ukuthi yebo ngiyakhole ukuthi umhlaba wakhiwe uNkulunkulu thizeni, kodwa mina ngokwami ngengikwazi ukuba nobudlelwane nomazi lo
uNkulunkulu. He's somewhere there, I don't know where he is.
Lo uNkulunkulu ukhona lo uNkulunkulu ndawo ndawo kodwa angazi ukuthi ulapha.
But he had a general, one general von Zeeland.
Kodwa lenkosi uFrederick wayeno jenene wakhe okuthi von Zeeland.
And this general was one of his most trusted officers.
Lo jenene wakhe wayemthembe kakhulu.
So one day there was a great national feast. And all the big generals and all the important people were there with the king. And the king started making dirty jokes and crude jokes about Christ, and everybody was laughing and enjoying it. It's amazing how Christians can be embarrassed to be Christians and they can laugh with the world.
But
not this general. In the end, this general stood up. He says, "Sir, my Lord, you know I do not fear death." I have fought 38 battles for you. And now I am an old man. I will soon stand in the presence of someone that is greater than even you, what you are.
Wathi sekuseduze ukuthi ngithole sengimi phambi komuntu omkhulu, omkhulu ngaphezu kwakho Nkosi.
I will stand in the presence of the mighty God who saved me from my sin.
Wathi ngizokuma phambi kaNkulunkulu omkhulu okuyena owangisindisa.
He is the Lord Jesus Christ whom you are busy blaspheming.
Wathi lowo inkosi uJesu Kristu lo wena nkosi owenza amahlaya ngaye omhlambalazayo.
He says, I salute you, my king.
Wathi inkosi yami ngiyakuhlonipha.
As an old man who loves his Savior and who stands on the edge of eternity.
Njengomuntu omdala omthandayo umsindisi wakhe oseseduze kokuthi angene ngaphakadini.
And they say suddenly the whole meeting went dead quiet. No, you could hear a pin dropping. Nobody laughed.
Kuthi ngaleso sikhathi kulowo mcimbi lo kwathula kwathi du kwangabikho umuntu okhulumayo.
And King Frederick the Great spoke.
Inkosi lena uFrederick omkhulu.
And when he spoke, they say his voice was trembling. He said to him, "General von Zeeland, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. And with that, it was the end of the party. And all the joking. That is courage. That's the courage that God expects from His church. So let me just read it for you again. Only be strong and very courageous. Being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the left or to the right hand. And then the living God said to Joshua, that you may have good success wherever you go. Oh, may God be merciful to me, friends. And may God be merciful to you. May God give us the boldness to fear God and the courage to fear God. To stand out so that we can form part of God's church. A church that will be a house for all nations. It is because Peter was so strict. That God's church could be a house for all nations. And I want that life as well.
Nami, yona mpilo ngiyifisa leyo.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Esiphethile inkonzo sibonga kakhulu. Lokho esesizwile.
End of the service, we want to thank for what we've heard.
Ngibusisekile ngihleli phansi.
I was blessed while I was seated.
Mangizindaba kaJoshua.
When I hear the story of Joshua,
mayikhuluma uNkulunkulu naye,
when God spoke to him,
ethi mani sibindi ngizokuba nawe.
Be courageous, I will be with you.
Isimanga sona leso nje ukuthi athi uNkulunkulu ngizokuba nawe.
That is a miracle when God says to you, I will be with you.
UmuNkulunkulu ukufika engqondweni yakhe, ake ngithi kufika engqondweni yakhe ukuthi hamba ovakashe.
If something comes to your mind, go and visit.
Hlola lapho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzoba nawe.
Test and see if God will be with you in that.
Uma kufika ukuthi hamba uyoshumayela ivangeli.
If it comes to you, go and preach the gospel, then test and see, is God with you in it? And Joshua was blessed to hear these words saying, I will be with you. So if you're going out to take a service, or no matter where you are, test and see, is God with you in it?
There are
I honor people when they hear something, they say, I just want to test. I want to ask the Lord if it's His will in it.
Kona lapho uyabona ethi mayisethandazile ethi hayi izofika.
And soon after that, then they pray and they answer and say, yes, I will come.
Simanga leso kufanele nathi sikubambisise lokho ukuthi ngempela no lokhuze futhi la eBhayibhelini uDaniel uDavid uDavid naye mayisethi ngonile phambi kaNkuluNkulu niyamuzwa ukuthi ngonile phambi kaNkuluNkulu.
And that is amazing. And here we also see David, where he says, I have sinned against God. You know, it is very easy for us to justify or to defend ourselves that we say, you know, the devil got me to do this. No, David said, I have sinned. You know, often we say, I spoke lies or I had this thought because of Satan. And this man who had written all these psalms and that could do these things, he was prepared to say that I have sinned before God. Where you say that I have sinned, and when we went deep with the Lord, when we had services, and when the Lord was speaking to us, we said, we have sinned, I have sinned before the Lord.
Is anything to hide for the Lord?
That's where I was blessed when Sarah said that. And there is nothing impossible for the Lord. If I just admit and say that I have sinned, then he can give me victory over it. She had this attitude that said, you know, I'm too old. It's not possible. But in your spiritual life, no, there's nothing too difficult for God.
Is anything to hide for the Lord? Genesis 18:14.
No, we say it is too difficult, but in the Zulu we say it is nothing impossible. But if we hear what the servant of the Lord said in Genesis 18:14. Where she said, how is this possible? And the answer came, nothing is impossible for God. And it is like that for our spiritual lives as well. I honor this man that we heard about, where he also said, me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And you won't find in his house that somebody wears a dress that's so short that when they bend over, then it's a problem. He won't allow his wife to wear such
dresses.
He decided and he said, in my house there will be no idols. And may it be like that in our homes, that we say things won't happen because of this. People are even scared to tell their own children
already.
So they are even scared to tell their own wives, listen, the dresses you dress aren't good. But if you decide and say, me and my house, we will serve the Lord, then you also say, listen, my wife, that's not how it's
done.
I respect my wife, where she said to a wife of my son, listen, what is your father going to say when you come like this? He will call you straight away and say, come. And wanted to say, you know, I didn't even want to let him see the way you dressed. May we live such lives and the revival will carry on. And that we would be like Joshua, we say, me and my house, we will serve the Lord, and that we have courage in doing that. We will pray. People look at their watches. But in heaven, we will only worship. You know, I feel sorry for you if you say the time's up. I don't know what will happen to you in heaven. Because in heaven, we will continuously worship. And in hell, that fire is never ending and the worm never dies. That worm just carries on eating. And I feel sorry for you that looks on your watch the whole time. Let's pray. Lord, you love us. That we may hear a service like this. Many chapters have been read amongst us. We have been revived. We felt that burning in our hearts. Lord, the person who has a hard heart, may it become soft. And in our faith, Lord, may we have courage. That we may be like David, who had courage to kill Goliath. He was just a boy. But he saw that he needs to stand up for his Lord. Lord, we cannot hide behind it that we say that we are but young. You know, there are these lies, Lord, that people say that, you know, not they haven't died yet. Lord, give us lives that will be pleasing to you day by day. May your words never leave our lips. That we can every day thank you and worship you. We ask this, Lord, trusting in your name, Lord Jesus.
Amen.